man. Greetings and salutations, my good people. I know I've been like out of the way. You know, this is just another Negro talking. You know, this is just, it's not just the name of the podcast. It's you know, I'm a black man. I'm a Negro. I understand. I go through black problems. I go through people problems. I go through man problems. I go through a lot of problems. But I also come out with a lot of solutions to things that I write about, write them out. The world is just different. And it's not like, you just realize a lot of stuff. You just realize life is life in, and people are people in, and family is family in. And life is just really, it is what you make it, but it also involves things that you don't make. It's just a part of, that you witness, that you see. And some things that you see, that you've witnessed, that you've participated in, that you heard, that you lived, that you existed in, things are just, it's a lot of stuff going on in one own's path, paths of the people that are around you, path of the people that are not around you, paths of the people that you see on TV, social media, which is crazy, that you see in magazines, that you see on the movies, that you see on TV series, that you hear on the radio. Things that you see in the theater. Things that you see in your own home. Things that you see in other people's homes. And just to just know, like, wow, it's a lot of shit, bro. Being a human being is a lot of shit, bro. And it's not all unhumane. And it's not all, oh, I want to be a human. It ain't that. But I guess to be a human is to experience everything. All the parts of being a human. And all of the parts of being a human ain't good. It's not. It's not what it's cracked up to be sometimes. But as time goes by, since we on time, it's always different. Every TikTok is different. Every millisecond is different. Every move is different. Every some moves you had to make just to see that these ain't the moves that you're going to be a part of. I don't know who signed up to be here. I don't. It was just given to us to be fucking humans. But what else would you be? A bird? A cicada? A grasshopper? A snake? I would never be a snake. Even though I know they're a part of the ecosystem. I would never want to be a snake. And when there's a lot of snakes around, you gotta keep your head up. You gotta keep your beak up. That's just silence of the air. Just silence of the air. But it's like, it's a lot, man. It's fun. You get to feel love, what real love is about. Not love that's obligated. That's not good love. Obligated love is not a good love. That's like, I have to do this. No, I don't want to have that type of love. I don't want no forced love. I don't want no love where I gotta beg for you to be different to me. I don't have to beg for shit. I'm not a fucking dog. I'm not a pet. I may be a cat. My name may be Jag. My name may be Jerry. My name may be J. Anthony Gregor. Whatever the fuck it is. Like, it's just, wow. But it's fun. Love, back to love, man. Love is, yeah, I don't want that type of love that I was talking about. I don't want that. That shit's not what's up. I want love that's, that's what the love I want. I want love that's not chaotic. Love that's not all over the place. Love that doesn't use things against you and shoot at you and kick you while you down. That's not love. I'm not no motherfucking ball. If you have a love of kicking a ball, you better become a fucking soccer player. I ain't no ball. I'm a ball of fun, but I'm not no ball that you can kick around. That's not it. I'll ball out on you. Yeah. And I don't even mean in the crazy sense of ball, but I got a good game on this court. I've been in this gym with myself for a long time. I done took a lot of shots. I done made a lot of shots. I done blocked a lot of shots. But I'ma always stay at this line. Because even though the world is fuck crazy, and being a human is a lot, I don't know what else I'd be. I already feel like I got a God in me. I already feel like I got light in me. These are things that I know. These are things that I had to take some time to realize. Because even through all the stabs of the world, I ain't bled out yet. What it did was made me feel like an uncanny X-Men. So, even though the world is crazy, and I ain't even gonna say crazy, because sometimes crazy is good. The world is spinning out of control. and some of the inhabitants are spinning out of control, and their spirits are spinning out of control. But even through all of that, being a human, feeling love, and wanting love over everything else, I want love over money. But that don't mean I don't want to love and not have no money. But I've been without money. I've been without love. And love, being without love, hurts me more than me being without money. And I know people who love money. That everything that they do is about money. Their focus is domination and mountaintops of money. That's your diamond. That's your pyramid. That's your Egypt. That's not mine. But back to love. When you ever feel love for yourself, and I can honestly say I'm not in the best of myself in a lot of ways, but one thing I do know is that I got a good soul, and I don't stand out here and act like I got a good soul. I got a good soul. I don't need nobody to tell me. I don't need nobody to try to deny my spirit. Because that's not going to happen. I know what I am. I've seen the eyes of the devil out of a person. I've heard words slurred and used as ammunition to take somebody down verbally because of misery. I ain't miserable. I don't want to be miserable. That ain't the company I want to keep. That ain't the company I want to be a part of. Whatever demons that you got or whatever demons you need to face, I would advise everybody to face your demons. And don't let somebody believe that you didn't face your demons when they ain't faced this, because you know. You know. You definitely know. You can feel it. You can feel it. You can feel it. And when you feel what you want to feel in a good space, you don't want to feel nothing bad. Because that ain't it. So even though, man, I'm just another Negro out here talking. But I'm not just another Negro talking. Because there's a lot of Negroes out here talking. Just another one. But I'm not just another one. It's just, what can you do, man? What can you do? You're a human in this fucked up world. With love that you want, love that you deserve, not forced love, not obligated love. But love. I don't know a person who does not want love unless they're a miserable person. And a miserable person should still want love. Miserable people should still want love. Because the souls that Ursula had at that damn bottom of the sea. Even though they were still hurting, by being in this spell from this hurt woman, they still wanted love. Ursula still wanted love. Everybody's definition of they want of love is different. But I know my definition of love. And I don't want no love that I have to be ridiculed in constantly. I will not be bullied. So even in this fucked up world and being a human, what else could you be? What else would you want to be? If you could be anything else besides a human in this fucked up world, and you can feel love, what would you want to be? I would want to be love. I would want to be love. In this fucked up world, being a human, I want to be love. If I did not have to be a human, I would want to be love.